His biographer, Robert Schwartz, once commented that Glass commands the highest fees for a living composer since Verdi wrote Aida. But why should his almost unparalleled commercial success and remarkable appeal to a wide spectrum of music lovers somehow diminish him? I'll be exploring these questions again tomorrow and throughout the week as I continue my conversation with Philip Glass about his remarkable and controversial musical journey.